finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. NBA and NHL playoffs tonight. We have Boston, Florida, end of the first. They're about to start the second in Sunrise with the Bruins up 1-0. We have the Knicks and the Pacers who are about to tip momentarily. Game 5 at the Garden. Got another late night game 5. Very late night, by the way. Denver and Minnesota game to come. We have a full slate of baseball. We have the Caitlin Clark debut in the WNBA. Some start for her. A bagel in the first quarter. 0. No points. Welcome to the pros, I guess they say. Hopefully she'll have 20 in the second quarter after I just said that. And we, of course, have a lot of football nuggets later on with the schedule coming out tomorrow night and lots of times for these college football games, other things going on that we'll have some fun with Joe later. We've got the golf, a major championship at Valhalla coming up on Thursday, and Rick Haro on a Tuesday night. Don't forget about him. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go, Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Call it what it is, baby. Encyclopedia of hockey. We know it. You know it. The fans know it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
That's true.
The weak link. The weak link, all of a sudden, he's breaking water. He broke water in the first. Bobrovsky. That's it.
He's a rat. Go ahead, say
he's a rat.
He's a rat.
Hide for cover. Pelt him. I hope they ambush him tonight. I really do. I hope they win this game 5-2. I hope they smash him. And I hope somehow, some way, we get this game back to Boston. Because I'm sitting on a Boston to win it all ticket. They're on life support. I'm making no mistake about it. But I love the fact that they cracked through early tonight on that sieve. He's nothing but a rat.
A rat, Bobrovsky. You get the Panthers at even money right now, down a goal going into the second. If they're down a goal going into the third, that'll be a green light for me, Joe.
Automatic green light, huh?
You got the heavy favorite, down a goal going to the third, always a go live.
Is that
that's
a buy
standard
for you?
In fact, Joe, it's a blind play. It doesn't even matter who the teams are. It's a blind play.
Blind play. Is that what you're going on? Blind play.
Okay, well, we got a period to know that. We'll see what happens in the second period here. Bruins are -130. The total's still 5.5, with the over now up to +162.
If that happens, your real name really is Gecko. I mean, that's like an automatic buy program from the hedge fund.
What are you talking about? Wait a second. I don't understand. What are you saying?
We'll call you Gecko the rest of the year. You get that automatic buy program.
Well, no,
we've talked about this
this is for years.
Years.
That is always a go spot. when you have a heavy favorite at home, down a goal going into the third period, usually a pretty good price. You always take a shot with it, Joe. Always.
Always take a shot. I'll tell you what I'm taking a shot on. Tell you that. I'm taking a shot right now on McDavid for the late game to score a goal. Okay.
Oh, you want to do one or two?
I'm going to go one. Okay.
McDavid. I mean, two's, just remember, two's better than one.
Yeah, well, you can't get to two unless you get to one. Remember that, okay?
That's two is better than one.
Yeah, good luck with the two. I'm going with the one, all right? And I'm going to put it with my Crypto Diamond Special MLB Over of the Week. Over of the Week. You don't get this.
Really?
You don't get this early May before Memorial Day. This is very rare that this comes out. I'm telling you, premium clients. I typically only get it out to premium clients after Memorial Day when they're on their yachts and everything. But I decided to break a little early. The weather's a little melancholy over here on the East Coast. It's blah. It's dingy. It's cold. And I'm giving out a catalytic converter crypto MLB over of the week only. Only pre-Memorial Day special. Act now. Okay? Act now. And if you want to put it with the golf, go ahead. You want to put it with the pony? Put it with the pony on Saturday. I said it. Now, you have to gamble at your own risk. That's the disclaimer. They don't all win, but I feel good about it. Catalytic converter, smash that bookie with a tire iron. Smash him. MLB total of the week. Not the year, not the month, not the decade, the week. This is a weekly special. Typically, I mean, the street value on this is like, honestly, $69.99. You're getting it for absolutely free.
You gonna give it out now?
Yeah, yeah. And they're giving us a little value. Over. I said over, not under. Over St. Louis and L.A. We're going back to the well. 7.5, 8.5. You want to ladder it up to 13.5. Be my guest. Gamble at your own risk. We love this play. Love it.
These games have been dead under so far tonight.
I know it. I know it. I feel it
even
in my
this,
heart.
How about this
cold.
Detroit game going to the ninth scoreless?
What do you mean?
Marlins and Tigers, 0-0.
Yeah, they're
going to the bottom of the eighth.
I got a no-sweat token tonight. No-sweat token.
You rate high over there, man. I got nothing. Yeah. They don't give me anything.
Sometimes you got to, you know, instead of having alligator arms and walking away.
It's not about that.
You got to give back. You got to give back every now and then.
When I win it, I keep it.
Oh, I see. All right. You're hitting low all day today. Let me just say,
what are you talking about? Who's hitting low?
You started on Coast to Coast with the...
I do have a... I got an SGP boost token.
That's what I got.
You said you got a risk-free.
That's what I have. No sweat.
That's not what I have.
No sweat.
I have a 30% boost.
I got that, too.
Okay. So, you, like I said, you rate a little bit higher. It's all right.
Got to give back to the people.
Not a big deal. Yeah, I don't want to give you. The idea, Joe, is to not give it back to them. That's the idea.
Here we go, hero. I understand what you're saying, all right? I don't like to give back either. Every now and then, sometimes the well calls. You know that.
The well calls. They're also underway at the Garden for the Pacers and the Knicks. 14-9 Indiana.
Dead under.
With 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's still sitting live at 218.5. And now Pacers -1.5 is the number there. They've started the second period in Florida. Stupid penalty. That looks like for Hagee, who took it. 1-0, and Boston going on the power play here in the very early stages of the second, Joe. I told you, dead under all around the board. Scoreless in Detroit in the bottom of the eighth. Marlins Tigers 2-1. Sox lead the Rays in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Braves lead the Cubs. That's in the fourth. Scoreless in the second. Milwaukee and the Pirates. 1-0 Twins lead the Yankees, although the Yankees have the bases loaded now in the top of the second. Maybe they bust it open. And the Guardians and the Rangers are just underway. Nats and the White Sox game two of a doubleheader. They just started in Chicago. The first game, Joe, went to the Nationals 6-3. So they got over that 7.5 in the first game, Joe, after a slow start. Looked like a dead under. And then they got some runs for us in the back end of that game. So we'll see if they can do the same tonight. The Blue Jays and the Orioles were washed away. So everybody's out there. A's and Astros also just started, too. There are 5 late-night games in baseball. You mentioned Cards, Angels, Reds, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Padres, Royals, Mariners, and Dodgers, Giants, all starting on the left coast later on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right, Joe, the Yankees have broken through in Minnesota. We told you they had the bases loaded. They had a sac fly from Oswaldo Cabrera. Then they just had an RBI double by Volpe. And Judge just made the final out of the inning. So now they go to the bottom of the second, 2-1. Yankees lead the Twins at Target Field in Minneapolis. Elsewhere, Joe, the Bruins were not able to convert on that power play that they got on the Verhage penalty. So still 1-0 Bruins. Bruins now minus -154. Total did just jump, go down, Joe, I should say, to 4.5 in that game. Now, this series, Joe, they've had these overs, and a lot of the scoring has come in the third period in this series.
It has.
So, a lot of scoring and a lot of empty nets.
Okay.
So now let's make a third period play now. What do you think?
Sure.
How about third period? That's not a good enough price for me. Over 1.5 third period goals at minus -175. Third period, both teams to score at plus +160.
Can we put it with Joker for 14 bounds?
Yeah, you're greedy. I mean, I'll tell you that. You definitely got a little greed in you tonight.
And want to put it with McDavid? That's what I did. I tell you, I put the total.
I'm going to put McDavid with 2 goals with something with the golf.
Nah, I put McDavid for 1 goal at plus +120 with Joker for 14 bounds and altered the Cardinal LA Angel over to 9.5.
What'd you get for 9.5?
220. Greed is good. Just remember that.
Greed is good. Do you like this both teams to score in the third at plus +160?
I mean, do I have a choice? If I say no,
What do you mean, do you have a choice? I'm asking your opinion about a play.
Yeah, we could do it. Can you parlay it?
Yes, because remember we hit that both teams to score in the second period last week? In this series,
so we did that in the same play. That's what I'm doing.
All right, here we go. Let me get this lined up here for you. Let's get this. Both teams to score in the third.
Where do I get that?
Go to third period under the game. And then go down to both teams to score. Third period, both teams to score. And you want to put it with... I'm not putting it with just the bounds. I'll probably get... How about we put it? You want to put it with the golf?
It's not enough.
No, let's do something with the hockey, with the McDavid.
We'll key McDavid tonight.
We're going to key McDavid tonight. It's probably a losing proposition, but.
I mean, they have Hyman at minus -105, Draisaitl at plus +115.
Yeah, I'm looking for. What do they got for Besser? What do they got for Besser?
Besser's plus +185.
I kind of like JT Miller, too, at plus +240.
I like this Peterson. This Peterson.
Nah, he's been quiet.
That's why. Watch, I guarantee you Peterson.
All right, this other one just went to plus +155 now. We got to get this in, Joe.
What just went?
They took it off the board. They took the both teams to score in the third off the board.
Why? Why'd they do that?
I don't know. Maybe something happened in the game. The whole game's locked. That's because Florida just tied it at 1.
Unbelievable.
Florida ties it up.
This Swayman, let me tell you. You want to talk about a glass house? This guy.
Swayman's let you down, huh?
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. Gutless. This team is gutless.
Man, Maurice was just giving him the business on the bench, too.
Let me tell you.
Did you see this goal that he allowed? How was it?
Wasn't that great. I mean, it was a nice goal, but it was.
It was a rebound in front. You got to clear that out. Who was that? Who scored that? Was that Bennett?
13. I don't know. This Swayman, though, once he gives up one, he's like a glass house. Look at him. Get out of there, man. What are you doing?
Swiss cheese Swayman. Did you see the kid holding the sign, Joe, in the crowd? Swiss cheese Swayman.
Look at him. That guy's terrible.
That was good. Swiss cheese Swayman.
Little do they know that.
Reinhardt scored that goal for Florida. So 1-1 now.
Is that Artie Reinhardt? I used to know an Artie Reinhardt.
You gotta be kidding me here. Like, what is happening? Got a lot of homer plays tonight, Joe, and nobody's homering. And the guys that do homer are not the guys we're looking for.
I don't know. I still have the plus 160 up, both teams.
Yeah, I think we could still get that in. I think we still do it.
I mean, we have a world of time left. I mean, who knows if they're even going to try in the third, the way this team caves.
Look, it's a play. Third periods have been high scoring in this series.
Yeah.
Oh, here come the Panthers again. Ooh, Swayman made a save on that one. Good
he
save by Swayman.
Saved it? He did his job.
He actually stopped that one, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's. I mean.
Hey, you know, it is what it is, Joe. Knicks have pushed back a little bit here. 22-20 now. Still about 4 minutes to go in the first. Halliburton's got a three, Joe. 1-3 so far. That's it for him. Miles Turner with 5. Nah, Brunson with 6. Yeah. How many threes? Halliburton with a 3, Turner with a 3, and Hart with a 3. Did you play the over 2.5 threes for Hart?
No.
Yeah.
He's got them already?
He's got one.
Yeah.
Got one very early.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a, what do we got, Joe? Tuesday night, right?
Tuesday
night on the grid. We will have Rick Haro coming up next.
Oh, boy.
Our sports business and legal insider here with us, as he is every week on Carver and Lisi. We'll see what he's got cooking for us tonight, Joe. He gave me a little bit of the itinerary earlier on the TV show. He's going. He didn't go to the Panther game tonight.
Uh-oh.
So he's going to Valhalla tomorrow for the PGA Championship.
So you rope-a-dope me with that.
Well, I did not have that info till he came on. I said to you when I told you earlier, let's ask him when he comes and when he shows up and see what he says. So he's going to Valhalla, and then I think he said he's going to Pacers-Knicks Game 6 on Friday night in Indiana. And then he had somewhere else after that. He's got a very big itinerary.
Are you on it at all? Like this, you know.
Well, believe it or not, and this might come up again when he comes up here, he did tell me that he might have some time carved out for me in June when he's passing through New York if I wanted to play golf with him.
I'm sure he'll call you. I'm sure you'll get a call.
That's right. You're still upset about the Florida thing.
Sure, you'll get a call. It's all right. Let's see how it's done. Post Carver first before Lisi, I get it.
Nah, I don't think you can look at it like that.
Nah,
I don't think that's
bright
fair.
Bright lights, big city. A-lister.
That's not very fair.
I see. Yeah, that's A-lister. You're like Clooney. You're like Brad Pitt. And I'm like
2-1 Bruins. 2-1 Bruins.
How about that? How did I switch? They switched me to NFL Live somehow.
Wow, Joe, asleep at the switch here with the TVs.
I missed the goal. What happened?
Wow.
That's it. We got it right back.
We want this game to get crazy in the third period, Joe. We want the. Oh, by the way, I ended up putting it with Porter Jr. to have four threes in the
game. I have Porter Jr. for three threes, so we're
I'm a little. I got now that for once I got a little greedier than you. I went for four threes.
For the record, I got the Bruins right here, second period, two-way line. So you just gave me some good news, Mike. I'm 30 seconds behind you. Let's go, bees.
Yeah, but what? Now it's 1-1 in the second, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, exactly. But I thought it was gone. I thought that money was lost. So now
you got a shot.
Even.
Yeah, you got
exactly.
A shot.
Two-way line, baby. Two-way line.
Oh, McAvoy with the goal. Joe, didn't you call for a McAvoy goal today on the TV?
I did. I said it.
Charlie McAvoy. Joe, come on, do it. I said it.
I don't have any money on it, but I said it.
Did you like what I did with the Sports Grid Twitter? Put out that Tiger thing, 400-1.
Yeah, now I got everybody. Nada. No shot.
No shot.
Lisi has a better shot. I probably
Oh, no, they're challenging the goal, Mike. The Florida Panthers just challenged the call.
You know, Matisse,
let's get a look
not
here.
For anything, but you're really bad at this, you know? You know that I'm on Boston.
Boston.
What is the goal now?
Joe.
What is this garbage goal?
I'm on Boston.
Florida's been the benefit of all the refs. Let me just say that. This is absolute garbage.
Well, let's get another look at it here. Hold on.
Nah, come on. Like, really now.
Before we all start yelling and screaming, let's get a replay.
Yeah, here we go. I'm watching the replay. There's no guy around Bobrovsky. He's just basically himself. He's a hump. That's it.
See, now I'm gonna let me tell you my thinking on this. If I was the video review judge, I would not overturn that. That should be a goal. That should be a good
goal. That's a clean goal, guys. Oh my!
I will tell you now.
It's before the shot.
When it comes to the NHL, when you think it's easy, they end up going the other way, and they give you some little small technicality. And look, he's out of the way. That's very tough. There's some sticks down there. I personally think it should be a goal. Honestly, Joe, I do. We'll see what they do when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Haro next after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you. All right, a couple things here, and then we're going to get to Rick. Number one, that goal was good for the Bruins after the review. So 2-1 Boston, about 8.5 to go in the second period, and the Bruins are now on the power play because Florida challenged, and it was unsuccessful. So we'll see if they can extend down there in Sunrise. Knicks now lead the Pacers 33-29 after a slow start from them. Brunson looks like he's back tonight. 33-29, just under a minute left in the first quarter. In that one, what is the matter? What is that? Oh, come on. What's wrong?
Refs just gave the power play back to Florida now. Let me tell you this about Boston. Boston's the only team, when they're on the power play, they give up almost shorthanded goals every time. I've never seen a power play be as gutless as Boston's right now. They had 2 2-on-1s that Swayman had to bail them out on. Unbelievable.
Wow. Joe has become a modern-day hockey guy
savant.
Here. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm a savant.
It really is. Rick Haro was our sports business and legal insider. Of course, he's with us every week here on Carver and Lisi. He was supposed to be at the Panther-Bruin game tonight, but he decided to call an audible, and he is not in the building for what's been a pretty good game so far. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, but where else could you sit in front of your TV and watch another Cubs loss and a Knicks win and probably a Bruins win all at the same time. I feel like Marty Feldman in Blazing Saddles would get off the horse and his eyes go in 14 different directions. This is exactly the same kind of thing as I got here. But, you know, the interesting thing is that challenge, there was no way. I understand it's not supposed to be political, and it was the right move, but there's no way the Bruins lose that challenge after what happened the game before this. No way. Mm.
Good job.
No Rick. Shot.
That's a good shot that would happen.
Speaking of
Florida, all those goals in the 3-2 win and the win before that the other night, 5-4, 6-4. That's a good job.
Speaking of the Cubs, they're now down 7-0 after a Matt Olson 3-run homer. Go ahead, Rick.
I know. We're going to turn that TV off. We're going to watch the Weather Channel. At least we know what's coming. So on a punitive basis, on a punishment fitting the crime basis, the idea of a penalty for an unsuccessful challenge is a lot more punitive, or a lot worse, in my mind, by far, than losing a timeout in an NFL challenge. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree 1,000%, especially in the playoffs, where sometimes there's just, you know, special teams is really where the majority of the goals come from, because it's so tight in 5-on-5. It's such an advantage to get that power play. I do agree with you, Ray. I think sometimes, and that's why a lot of these coaches, you know, don't do it. They just don't get involved because they don't want to risk having to have to try to kill another penalty.
I guess the other side of it is that, you know, a challenge in NFL is do you make a first down? Was there a fumble? But it's not as automatically game changing as a goal or no goal. I guess that would be the argument there. But you know, you don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where there is genius behind all of that. Maybe we should ask the savant, the self-appointed savant. Did you call yourself a savant?
I am. Mm. I am a savant in certain circles. You can call me Rain Man, whatever you feel like. It's up to you, Rick. Let me just say this, okay? I'll just say this. In regards to the power play, given the power play, your coach Maurice is strutting down like he thinks he's playing with house money. No offense, he thinks he's like Kramer walking down with the Technicolor dream coat down 86th Street. I mean, you know, so he feels like he's playing with house money. This guy.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I will say that this series, and you know, remember I spent a lot of time Boston, Bruin fan. I know I'm a Panther guy. I want a close series. I'd love to see a Game 7 back in Florida. And I feel comfortable knowing that after Louisville and after Chicago, I'm going to, in the worst case, see the Rangers and maybe, who's it going to be on the West? Probably Colorado. I don't know. We'll see.
No, Dallas. Dallas is up 3-1. Dallas is up 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think it's going to be Dallas. Let's just hope that it's going to be that. Bruins just had a breakaway and did not score. Big save from Bobrovsky in that one.
Right.
Rick, let's get into a couple things here. You know what? Let me do this first, and then we'll do some of the stuff in the 15 after the break. You're heading to Valhalla tomorrow with, of course, a lot of storylines here at this week's PGA Championship. And for this aspect, the sports business aspect of this PGA Championship, Rick, I have to tell you, we get a little annoyed with how the Masters works from a television perspective because the tournament controls so much of what goes on, and they want you watching on the app and they want you doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was looking at the breakdown this afternoon of how the PGA Championship's going to work. I mean, that you talk about giving coverage, Rick. I mean, they are giving it to you. ESPN's very involved in this from 8 a.m. all the way until they stop playing Thursday and Friday. You have an opportunity to watch Saturday and Sunday, ESPN in the morning, CBS from 2 to 7, whatever it's going to be. This is a major championship that you can actually watch, Rick, pillar to post, which we love.
Yeah, and we love it. I understand that. But from a business perspective, you know, Fred Ridley and the Augusta National Committee really tried to do something this year that I think they were incredibly successful with, which is we always complain about wanting more Masters coverage. Wanting more of anything is always a good thing in life. So they did the right thing. But that app, in terms of its improvement year over year, has been incredible. So every shot, you know, that whole feature, even though it becomes more difficult to watch on traditional television, on CBS and its environs, and the ESPN and the Part 3 on Wednesday, etc., the app has been amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing everything on TV. But, you know, going to Valhalla and walking the grounds, that'll be a lot of fun, too. I assume the storyline in Louisville is going to be McElroy and Scheffler, like it is everywhere else. And I'm just hoping, for the sake of yet another great major, that we're going to have those two guys in the final pairing. That would be fantastic.
Well, yeah, you got. I would put Brooks in there too. I think. I think that Brooks is clearly all three guys going in with wins. Rick, you know, look, Rick, Brooks won the last live event. I know that some people don't want to like count that or something yet, but I mean, it's facts are facts. He played great in Singapore, heading into this major. He's won this major three times, including last year. I would love, and I know CBS and Jim Nantz would love, if they had at least two of those three guys back nine on Sunday in the mix between Scotty, Rory, and Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, and remember, as we said, the beauty. Oh, God bless me. The beauty of the PGA. I know Koepka is a PGA favorite. He's home there. He wins his majors there. But you know, there is not the same place every year. So I understand the trophy feels the same, but everything else is so course dependent. You know, Valhalla is not anything like last year's PGA or the year before. And I'm laughing at people who are saying, well, this guy wins majors as a PGA champion. No, it's just he wins majors because he wins majors. So we'll see. I totally agree with you that, you know, he'd be the third guy. And I don't know who the fourth guy would be, if it's Homa, if it's Shoffley. You know, there are a lot of guys up there. Maybe John Rahm comes back. It'll be fun to see what happens this weekend.
It will. We got more with Rick when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. The Knicks, with a strong first quarter, they have a 42-33 lead on the Pacers. So 9-point lead. Now Knicks minus 6.5 live. We've been keeping you updated with the Bruins and the Panthers. 2-1 late in the second there. Of course, we got Minnesota-Denver coming up later. Vancouver and Edmonton. Rick Haro's with us, our sports business and legal insider. All right, Rick. This is a good time for me to bring this up because now I can give an update with what she's doing. I talked to you a little bit about this afternoon. Of course, the WNBA season started tonight. And Caitlin Clark has really obviously given a lot of eyes already to the league. She's playing in her first game here, Indiana, in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun, where they sold out, I saw, Rick, for the first time in like 15 years, the Connecticut Sun. You can't even, standing room only there at the casino tonight. Clark got off to a slow start, no points in the first quarter, missed her first four or five shots, but then closed the first half with a bit of a flurry. She hit a three, she got 7 points. So, slow start, Rick, but she started to pick it up and get her feet wet at the end of the half.
Yeah, I mean, a slow start meaning a quarter. We look back 15 years from now and a mega Hall of Fame career, and a first quarter isn't going to really matter. When you think of, as we said today, on the TV part, all of the Pacers games, probably, certainly the first 17 out of the box, will be on over-the-top traditional television, thanks to the Pacer Broadcast Network embracing it in Indianapolis. They're also syndicating it out to other regional sports networks, to Ohio and Iowa, both Caitlin Clark, you know, touch points. And this is going to lead to a whole new group of regional television deals, just at a perfect storm time for the WNBA as they negotiate their national deal, which is going to be even bigger. And as you can tell from the negotiation strategies, the NBA, off of its deal with Amazon and NBC and ESPN, are treating the WNBA negotiations separately. There are a lot of co-owners, but make no mistake, with all of the new relationships that the WNBA has, they're functioning much more independently than they used to. So it's all shaking out really well. And it's not that Caitlin Clark is the savior. It's just Caitlin Clark is taking this league to another level.
Rick, what's this with UCLA? They might have to pay $10 million a year to subsidize Cal Athletics? That's unbelievable if you think about it. I mean, Cal's moving on to the ACC this year.
Yeah, but here's how it happens. The leverage is with the California State Board of Regents, and UCLA has a lot of professional and alumni and trustees, but so does Cal. You know, Berkeley near Sacramento, near the state capitol, all the politicians. And what happens is that UCLA adds another net $60, $70 million to their coffers by the Big Ten. And, of course, Cal is net about 10 or 11 with the ACC. And so they're trying to figure out how to subsidize Cal's dollars in the athletic departments going forward. And at the Board of Regents level, they're saying, we're going to pass the hat. And this isn't final yet. They're negotiating it. But it may be passing the hat includes all of the public schools in California trying to compensate for the fact that the conference realignment has turned the Pac-12 into a Pac-2.
Speaking of that, since you brought it up and it reminded me, and I was telling Joe this earlier, did you see today, Rick, that the Pac-2, as you just called it, did get themselves somewhat of a TV deal today, and it's going to be mostly on the CW. I'm looking at the schedule now. Most of the Oregon State and Washington State games are going to be on either. I would say 85% of them are on the CW, and the other 15% are on Fox or FS1. So they did get themselves a TV deal a little bit here, Rick.
Well, it's a good thing, because what they have to do is just do whatever they can to build the bridge into a longer-term deal. And now they'll start thinking about Mountain West and Big Sky, and it'll buy some time for those two schools to build off of their court victories. This is an example of lawyers who are worth their salt, because at the end of the day, Washington State and Oregon State, I'm sure, you get their athletic directors with a couple of drinks, and they feel like they've been betrayed, shocked, surprised. Betrayed, but they held on to the rights of what the Pac-12 meant and the intellectual property, and now they've got some leverage. Good for them.
And you know what else? Just, and I know I'm piggybacking off this. The CW has really gotten themselves involved in quite a few sports over the last year and a half, right? Because they have the ACC with the basketball and the football. They have the LIV Golf. Now they add this for some nighttime sport programming, late night on Saturdays. CW trying to become a little bit of a player here, at least push themselves in a little bit, Rick.
Yeah, and there are a lot of, I don't want to call them minor players, because that doesn't give them justice. It really doesn't. By that I mean, Scripps with Ion has the WNBA, which is a great deal, and the obviously women's soccer and some other rights relationship. Yeah, so there are two ways that are the ways of choice for leagues these days to get noticed. One is streaming, which means every game everywhere, and got to figure out how to bring money into that. And second is to do the deals with the, let's call them, the relatively smaller networks that are trying for a moment in the sun, and they want to get bigger. And if they catch lightning in a bottle, all of a sudden they'll turn out and be bigger.
I probably got like 20 seconds left, Rick. How about Anthony Edwards with these shoes? I mean, with the playoffs that he's having, that's going to be huge. 15 seconds, Rick. Anthony Edwards.
Georgia Red Clay, Adidas, 22% increase in revenue. All of these players are wanting their own shoe lines, and they want to generate the revenue that is created by it. What a brilliant question to end on. Carver, you're the best at leasing.
Rick, enjoy Valhalla. We'll see you next week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Matias. Getting involved here. That's what we like to see. Knicks are up 11, Joe. 44-33. That, is that right? Did we, didn't I just... It seems like close to the score that I just gave you. Maybe my screen didn't update yet here, Joe. Give me one moment here.
No, that's right.
44-33. 11-point lead for the Knicks with about 9.5 to go. They've had a bunch of challenges in this game, Joe. That's why. 46-45 now. 35. Brunson with 16 for the Knicks. And Hart, Joe, has 10 and 2 threes already. What did I say it was for 3 threes?
I know. We missed
plus 750?
It. 7-1. We missed it.
You keep saying we. I mean,
you
keep saying we missed it. I think you missed it, is what it comes down to.
Because, you know, we barely have any time between shows here. You know, that's what it is. Can't even have a costume change.
Well, you had, you didn't have a costume change, and my sources told me that you were even. You had like a little Mario and Luigi situation. You were with the pipes over at your house as well. So.
Yeah, I was dealing with that. I was dealing with some
stuff.
Carver. I was lifting tin, and then all of a sudden we had a pipe situation. That is what it is. You know?
It happens, Joe. That's one thing I can say.
We're involved. We're involved now. Now we're involved.
We are involved. You're right about that.
This is it.
We're involved in a big way, Joe.
Yeah, big way. Big way, Joey.
In a big way. We're involved, baby. Let's go. I'm looking for what I have here. Sorry, Joe. They're at the second intermission. I'm trying to get myself in order, Joe, for the next hour. I'm going to do a lot of football with you in hour number two.
Did you see this breaking news? Breaking news.
Oh. Now, is this on Instagram or is this, where is this breaking news?
Insta. I just sent it to you. Insta breaking news. Okay. Did you see this? You didn't bring it up on Coast to Coast.
I didn't see that. No. I didn't think it mattered.
All right. Okay.
They love that guy. I'll bring that up in
his face. Got to get his face in on somewhere, huh? I mean, we're trying to force this guy, right? Trying to force the square peg through the round hole, huh?
I guess that's what they're trying to do, yeah. That's what they're trying to do, Joe. Force the square peg in the round hole, Joe says. Oh, boy. 3-3 Rays and the Red Sox. 7-0 Braves lead the Cubs. 4-2 Brewers lead the Pirates now. 5-1 Yankees lead the Twins. Giancarlo Stanton had a homer there, Joe. I went to the window with a Josh Naylor homer for the Guardians. They're up 6-1 on the Rangers. White Sox are up 3-0. Astros have a 1-0 lead. And we still have to come those five late-night games, Joe. St. Louis and Anaheim, which is the double dog diamond crypto special of the year.
Of the week.
For Joe. For the week. I'm sorry. That's right. Not year, not quarter, not half of the week.
Right. And this is a pre-Memorial Day special.
Right. It's a pre-Memorial Day special, and you're handing it out, which is really just huge for everybody.
Right. But wait, there's more. If you order this and play this, you get not just one, but you get two packages absolutely free for the college and pro season. Absolutely free. Isn't that
absolutely
amazing?
Absolutely free.
We're slashing prices. Chopped.
Oh, by the way, don't forget, we got this both teams to score in the third period here in Florida.
I know we do. We have 9:16 and counting before the period starts. Mm. I'm on it. Are you? I'm the hockey guy now.
You're the hockey guy now, huh?
Stick with your, you know, guy. You did a lot of bragging about the golf. You gave up your baby. I'll take it over. Not a problem.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.